this quickly so we can all go home.
Okay.
Let's see. Wait a minute. Not this one. Okay, here. So, do we get to look at any new results or?
No, the we're working on figuring out the casting meter now. You sent us the second one.
Yep.
I started looking at it. First, I noticed there are several casting meters that are being called through a script. But as far as I could get, I started doing that this week. The previous week with the finals and stuff, we did nothing.
So, same thing with you?
Same.
Yeah. Zero production.
Unfortunately.
But the question I have for you is, they seem to me like memory simulators. I thought that we would use cache to the files system simulators.
But it's the same thing. I mean, okay, it's a cache simulator. You could run it at as any level. And they're memory cache simulators. So, and what you're doing is also memory caching. Right? Memory DRAM as a cache for what's in storage. And that, I think that project was also the same, but really it doesn't matter. This is just a simple cache simulator. You have a set of axes and you're simulating a cache. Some fit in the cache.
Is there any specific simulator that we are supposed to be using? Because he has like
LRU,
MRC, LRU.
Well, MRC is not a cache algorithm.
Yeah.
It's LRU ARC. Was it LRU LFU? LRU, ARC, LFU.
Because the thing is, I run the project that they and I'm not even, I don't even understand what it's doing on the output, what output is giving me. Because I noticed it's running Valgrind to check that no memory was lost, and giving me some output back, but I don't really know what it's supposed to be doing. So it's been like looking into the code and see what it's doing here, what it's doing there, and what it's doing there.
Yeah.
To try. So I realized that they were memory because they're not using malloc, they're using malloc, another malloc. I don't know if it is a standard C or it's something they created for the simulator. That's what I assume.
Init malloc?
I don't know if it is init, but it's something, some prefix in front of malloc. And it's a function that they define. It's an include that they have a user include on the top. So I'm assuming that somewhere in all those
library,
defined, it's a
probably
library.
A library that he's using inside the simulator.
Okay.
And he's probably using like a hash table library or something like that. Let's see what he has. Yes.
Because I went to look, I noticed that he has something called an MRC, and I thought, oh, maybe he already even has this. But
he has an MRC constructor. Or the cache, it outputs an MRC.
The graph.
So you could use this simulator code as is if you can. So here, for instance, so there are three caching policies, cache replacement algorithms. One is LRU that you guys are probably familiar with, right?
Well,
least recently used. MRU is most recently used. It's an alternate cache replacement policy.
Okay.
So LRU means least recently used. You replace the item when you have to replace. You replace the item that was least recently used in the past.
Okay.
So oldest item that was.
So you would have to keep track of the time.
That's what the cache simulator does. Not the time. But the order of access.
Order, okay.
The order of access. So that you can evict the item that was used in way back in the past, relative to all
so
the other items.
So they keep some data structure to keep the...
That's right. Yeah.
Okay.
So LRU uses a stack, typically. So whenever you have an access and you want to add it to the cache, you push it into the stack and you pop out of the button.
Yeah,
because that's the oldest guy,
right?
And if it's a hit, then you move that element from wherever it was in the stack to the top of the stack.
Okay.
So when you want to evict the least recently used, you pick the item from the bottom of the stack. It's a stack algorithm, but you could implement that algorithm using other data structures. I don't know what he used. Then ARC is another cache replacement algorithm.
Okay.
Adaptive replacement cache. It's more advanced than LRU. because it maintains toolers.
Okay.
And the MRU is most recently used. It's the opposite of LRU.
Okay.
What you stick into the cache, the last is the one that you kick out when you have to evict.
Okay.
Those are the three cache replacement algorithms. And then you can have MRCs. The miss rate curves are based on the cache replacement algorithm.
But
depending on the cache.
I follow his instructions and I didn't get an MRC.
What you get is
exactly
like
what he copied is those words.
This is what you get?
Yeah.
That's an MRC.
Oh, it's a rage. Oh, I thought you meant that I was going to get the curve. But no.
Oh, like a plot?
Yeah.
Oh, you use the data to create the plot.
Okay, but so
this is an MRC.
What this means is 9 was that this was the input I gave.
Yeah.
I gave 9, which is, I don't even know what 9 is it means for the algorithm.
9 is 9.
I know that he's passing 9 as the input for all of those on the script.
I think Steve Lyons is also working on. Do you know Steve Lyons by any chance? Have you guys interacted? He's another undergrad who's working on a project that is not similar to what you're doing, but also uses some of this infrastructure. So I include him because he might have some more information about what 9 is. I think 9 is the.
Because I mean, right now I'm having to go and read the code and try to figure out what it is.
Yep. That's certainly the right way to do it. Let's see. See what's in there.
You have a test folder.
One second. And this is what you're talking about, LRU init? This is what you're talking about? ENV
malloc? I was looking at the MRC because I thought that I could use his. That's what I started looking at.
Yeah, you should do that.
And then he was using LRU MRC within that MRC. There's, I think it's within a folder called test. You have a folder?
Yeah.
Called test. Now, ls within test.
Yeah,
I think there is.
That's the one.
Okay. So there is an mrc.c within test. And then, let me see, because this is the kind of stuff where it's sort of opening, and this is calling. Scroll down.
Make this bigger.
So, okay, I think it's within the LRU MRC init. When we go there, which is not in this file,
yeah,
it's outside another file in the MRU outside, I think, or LRU outside. On the. Oh, environment malloc. That's all right. I got confused with the first init that it was going
that's
to the.
That's probably just checking for error conditions. That you just use instead of checking.
It has a wrapper around malloc to check.
Yeah,
okay, I was thinking it was something fancy.
That's probably it. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Because I found a header definition, but I never found the actual implementation.
It's probably in the previous Where am I? Cache sim. Okay. It's not even there. UMV malloc. Where is it coming from?
Yeah, that one took me off.
It'll be there somewhere.
Because he didn't send any. Could it be a macro, like a pre-processor macro? I saw he had a bunch of those.
That's it. See?
It is a macro?
All it does is returns malloc.
For real?
It's not even a wrapper. I mean, it's a dummy wrapper. I thought he... I guess he tried... He probably thought of...
doing it later?
Doing it later and then forgot about it.
Okay.
The way you write code is... Sometimes you write code just for yourself. Other times you write code so that other people can use it. And this code
is obviously
not written for others to use.
I mean,
So what would be the purpose of him doing that then? Just for
I think
later
to
he was going to do something else in that function, but
yeah.
He didn't do it. Mm-hmm. Never got to do it.
One of the
I'm
things
sure
you could check, for instance, is whether you actually, you know, with malloc returned success or not.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that we should have like 200 of those in our own project. Like, yeah, we're going to come later and we're going to do this and that and that and that and we did.
Don't do it. Because your project is, well, this, he, what he was doing is he was, this is part of his thesis.
Hmm.
And, Ricardo especially, he writes a lot of code. So it's just like one small thing that he wrote on the site.
Oh, it was like a utility he wrote? No?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I was looking at our code and we have like everything in a huge file, so we have to reorganize this and make it like prettier.
And tell me, how do you pass the input test?
Oh, it's on... Well, it's in the SH file, yeah. Look at the SH, and it's pretty simple. It's just doing a calling and passing. He defines
up
the 9 over there.
Okay. So that's
just defining the variable and passing. So he's actually just calling whatever it is and passing us.
Yep.
And then use the get option. Function to get the...
Yes, there it is again. See, that's the S. And he's parsing that in.
Mm-hmm.
And LRU init takes S. CC, okay, what does CC do? LRUC is CC. Okay, LRUC. What is LRUC?
That's unsigned integer 64. LRU seems to be a struct defined probably in the LRU.h.
That's not here.
This should be outside. Are you outside test?
Cache capacity. That's the cache capacity.
Oh, 9 in what? In
let's see, 9 in what?
In unit integer 64.
Mm-hmm.
So that's
nine,
that's
probably 9 pages or 9 blocks, 9 pages maybe. I don't know why he's using 9.
I don't think it has some specific meaning. Like, he's just using 9 maybe to use a number.
Yeah, I think so too.
He could, like, you go past 13, it would work. Dude.
Yep, that is right.
So that if we can just, if this is built already, we can just use it.
Just use it. Which is why I sent you
that. And do a script and say, hey, give me the miss ratio for this.
Exactly. That's really why I gave it to you.
But wait, because we still have to find how he's using, because he's emulating something, and we cannot just use whatever he's emulating. We need to pass the real, meaning access this file on this cache or something like this.
You need to provide an input, which is a sequence of accesses. That's the input to the simulator.
Yeah, that's what I haven't seen there. Because it's just saying, it's calling this simulator. Now we determine that that number is the amount of pages,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know the input where it's coming from. I'm assuming that he's
using... Oh, you have to grep main, find out what's going on.
Yeah, so... So I just wanted you to be aware that this is not something like a... We compile and we going to use.
I know that.
Oh, we have to.
I'm testing you. I'm testing you as to how fast you can get this to work for you.
Okay.
When before I gave it to you, I saw what it had.
Okay.
And then I gave it to you.
Yeah. So I dive in and it's over. This is like go in. This is not something that.
It's all a test. Okay, let's see, allow you in it.
He initializes and then I didn't get that far to see what the BSC is if he plays time.
What am I looking for? No, I'm not looking for that.
I mean, if we know that that's what we have to do, I mean, you don't have to do it now. We can try it and at least bring
at
questions
least,
to use.
Okay, well, I was going to answer what the units of 9 are.
Well, you opened that like earlier.
Okay, so...
It's sitting...
Yeah, but there
initializing the structure.
It's initializing this list in it.
Yes, free.
I think 9 is just one page.
The size of the page.
Yeah, because I think the cache that he's simulating is a cache that accepts only one size items, single unit. So 9 units, which is 9 items, is the size of the cache. So if you want to convert it to your problem, then it would be 9 4-kilobyte pages. But then what you have to do is that every request that you see, if it's a multi-page request, you have to break it down into multiple single-page requests. And that's where the detail for your adaptation would come in. And you would have a hit only if all the all the sub requests also hit in the cache. Otherwise, you don't insert anything. You report a miss, and then.
It's not
a straightforward use. So you need some adaptation here. See here, so if LRU length equals LRUC evict. So if the number of items, so length is the number of items.
Okay.
And
C is the capacity. is the 9 that is coming in.
Right. And after you insert, you increase the number of items. So you're only increasing one by one.
Okay.
See, that's so when you when the number of items equals to the capacity, then you have to evict. Until then, you can keep inserting without eviction. Okay, so...
So, but then he's assuming that every item is the same size.
Yeah, every same size, yeah.
But in our case, that's not true.
That's not true, so you have to adapt your use of this cache to do that. Now, there's one more unresolved thing, which... I don't know if you want me to do it or you want to figure it out yourself. Where is the input coming from?
The input? Oh, I know where the input is coming from.
Yeah.
On the test?
Trace. Okay, so the trace is the input. So it's just standard input.
Oh, it's...
Standard input.
So, but he's calling trace on what?
No. Trace is the input trace file.
Oh, okay, sorry. I got confused with the strace.
It's not strace. Well,
we
have to convert that strace into the format of the trace. Let's see if there is a trace sample trace file here. Yeah, see, there's a sample trace file. That's a sample trace file. It has sequence number and addresses, I guess. Second column is addresses.
Addresses, and the first one is what?
Sequence number of access.
The amount?
Sequence number of the axis.
Oh,
first axis, second axis, third axis, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
See here.
And the other one is the address, memory address.
Yeah.
But again, because what we're getting from the program is an offset and a file.
Mm-hmm. And a size. You have a size? Yes, you do have a size.
I think we don't, but I think we can get it. I have to let you know. We don't have the size. We just have.
How did you create the MRCs then? I mean, how did you create the plots that you created?
Because we calculate by the offset.
No, the frequency
of the page, but don't you know? You may spill over to the next page because maybe large amount of data. You don't deal with that.
I don't remember right now.
I
don't think so. No. Because I remember we just. Yeah, I get what you're saying. Yeah, we just thought like, okay, we're hitting this one. I understand perfectly what you're saying. We're starting reading here, which might be page 4, but if we're reading a huge amount, we can stand by
5, 6, 7, 8. We'll be reading many pages. So.
Okay,
I think that should be an easy fix. But
isn't that what the dividing by 4K is? You get the exact...
That gives
where we
you
start.
The page number where you start.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
then
not giving
how
you
many
how
such... you know...
How deep into the page do you go? That's what you're talking about?
Not just how deep into the page, but how many pages. Because the amount of data that you read in a read system call could be larger than a single page.
Gotcha.
So you need not just the starting page,
but
how many pages.
Gotcha.
Yeah, but that's just adding a parameter to the portion of the page.
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, I guess we'll dive into this to see.
Yep.
We're still going to have, like, I think next meeting we should bring as well as questions. That we should have.
Yep. So, okay, so, well, this week, this 2 weeks were slow, but hopefully in January we'll move a little faster.
Yeah,
and now that we have a single
honestly, the last week we were surviving. Like that software engineering project, like killed us. We have all the class cut. We got an extension because it was like man,
writing, typing, documentation.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like you thought, like we're gonna be coding. No, you're not gonna be coding. It's 120 pages document.
Oh my god! I don't know why the school does that. Like,
it's ridiculous.
Why,
like,
why they do that? I have no idea.
I mean, we got to be great at. Still. Okay, so I think we'll have a better understanding what this sample, this simulator is doing,
mm-hmm.
and what we need.
Yep.
Okay, I might also spend some time, since we already have to change the code refactory and the old code to organize a little better.
Yep.
You know, maybe it's
yeah, I think that would be good if you can
into several files and stuff, but not to have like a
Which one? Your existing code?
Yeah.
Hmm. Sure, yeah, I think that would be helpful. Yep.
And then, okay.
Let's meet on in early January. The earliest I will be coming in is 3rd of January, but we could meet on 3rd or any time after that.
3rd is what
Friday
is?
Is a Friday.
Is it Friday? Okay, I think
it's fine for me.
But
you,
I mean,
well,
you,
Thursday,
why don't you just, you know,
as,
yeah,
as of right now it's okay.
3rd is a Friday. I just looked at the calendar.
Oh, okay. Sorry, that's on my math. I'm doing some math. Something else I have. I have something on the 2nd, and I thought it was a Tuesday.